We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Well, he's an attorney, he's a barrister, he's a lawyer extraordinaire, he's all these things. He also is a man who has a major bitch in his house. Congratulations. Not often do you get congratulated, because not many people have major bitches in their house. It's a big deal. A bitch, of course, is a dog that accumulates a number of, well, a number of commendations. What would you call it? A number of wins?
So she's our Nova Scotia Dactyling Retriever Poppy, who my wife Jennifer handles, who is working towards her AKC championship. And to get that championship, you need 15 points and two majors. And these two started out doing this. They're rookies on both fronts. And Jennifer has handled her for all the points that she's not hiring any professional handler. She's doing it herself.
On her, oh, great.
And so so to get a major win, you have to have at least 3 points. I mean, there's enough dogs, and every state has their own rules. You have to have enough dogs in the ring that when she gets these winner's bitch titles, that she gets, it's considered a major win. Okay, so she has twice before had a major win in her grasp, but a particular dog, it was the same dog twice, that was disqualified because the dog was acting up, wouldn't let the judge examine her, so she was dismissed from the ring. Okay, and when that happens, you drop your dog count down, or your bitch count down, and now it's not a major win. So she picked up 2 points rather than the 3 points. So she's had the major wins in
her paw,
unfortunately,
right?
Slip away from that in her paw, yes, and only to have them slip away because of another dog's actions. And so this time, the major held together. There was enough bitches in the ring, and she came away with a winner's bitch. And then she got best of winners, which is, after what happens when you go to the next step up is the best of breed. So you go, put all the dogs in the breed ring, and that's when you bring in, they call them the specials. It's the dogs that have already finished their championships that are working on other levels, or they just are showing, the A dog is already finished. It goes back in the ring with the two with the dog and a bitch that won, that won that day. Okay. And so then there's another award available called Best of Winners. So if a dog that's like a special wins Best of Breed, they pick between the male and the female of the winners, which one was the better of the two. So on Saturday, she was deemed a dog.
She was the best of the two.
There, she was deemed to be the best of those that are in the hunt for their championship. So that was a big deal too. She's won that, I think, at least one other time before that. So it's always nice and gratifying to get love from the judges, because it's hard. I mean, these judges are, as you know, from the horse world, Bob.
Yes,
they're subjective, and they're trying. You're at their mercy.
Yes, it's it's a tough mercy
standard. Yeah.
All right, now, you know what's not impressive? Our governor, once again, he has said he will give up the emergency order will cease on August 1st, but he wants to keep his emergency powers so he can continue being a dictator. Is that it in a nutshell? Did I screw that up?
Yes, in so many words, yes. I mean, he wants to keep his emergency powers, but in the emergency, which you hear conflicting stories. There's supposedly some federal money tied to having those powers in place, which I think is cowardly, that we're going to keep having the federal spigot rolling in here. That's the reason we're doing it. But what I don't like is the possibility of backsliding. It took a long time, a couple lawsuits, some of them at my own hand, to move us to where we are now, and to move him in his dials, his famous dials, to where they are now.
Yep.
You hear stories of variants out there. Fauci's running his mouth. I mean, for a guy that's wrong all the time, he sure gets a lot of influence. And the concern is that they're going to once again convince him to shut something down or take some action. Because his own party thinks that 71% of them think that everything should just remain, still be, this country should be closed up right now.
Well, Jeff, I'm concerned about, and I don't think we truly have a handle on how bad this Delta variant is. It's the third most prevalent one now in California. I don't know how prevalent it is in Minnesota, but what I wonder is that yet another attempt to just keep control or try to browbeat people into getting the vaccine. And I had I was vaccinated, so it's not like I'm against it.
I don't know. There's been too much in the last 16 months of this virus being used to justify more government control of our lives, and it needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
Well, there's things happening in California. Many people are staving off eviction because of COVID. And now California is going to pay 100% of the back rent due in these evictions. What message does that send? I don't understand. And also, if you can't afford, and there are people that can't, but I mean, with all the money that's out there, that extra $300 a week, it's $1,200 more a month now. And, you know, we've talked about this, I think. If you get that and you had childcare, well, if you're keeping your kid at home, that's like $600 a week that you're getting, you know, the combination of not paying it and getting it in. It's a lot of money all of a sudden.
Right.
I don't understand the whole eviction thing with all the money available to people.
I agree. I heard that as part of what's being negotiated in Minnesota for the budget deal is there is going to be some sort of an off-ramp to the eviction moratorium, like a 105-day phase-out of the eviction moratorium and the foreclosure moratorium. So it'll be curious to see what happens in the housing market for folks that have for months figured they didn't have to pay their mortgage, and now they have to, you know, I'm guessing they weren't saving up those payments. They were probably spending it on something. So be very, very interesting to see where things go here in the coming months.
Well, that whole mortgage, you know, I mean, there will be foreclosures. I mean, how could there not be if you haven't paid? I don't know how long it goes, but it could be a year where people haven't paid their mortgage. I doubt they saved that money to pay it when it's up. And that, I think the housing market will certainly shift dramatically. There's going to be a lot more houses on the market.
Yeah, with foreclosures, and then with you already got the price of construction going up because of the prices on lumber.
I think they're starting to level off, Jeff. They're coming back down. But the one thing that I don't get, I mean, people that are selling, this is the time to sell, but there are bidders because very few people, if you're asking $300,000 for a home, people are not offering three. They're offering 320, 330, even 340 more. And some of them are not even asking for to have the house looked at or to have an inspector come in. That's crazy. You have to have the house inspected.
Well, and that's what's scary about that is, you know, this is what happened before, and we ended up with the housing bubble, right? We don't seem to learn from our mistakes in this country sometimes. Yeah, you know, the lumber prices are coming down. They're just not. I think
they're not down enough. No,
here a couple weeks ago, I paid $8 for a 2x4 at Home Depot. So
Jesus.
They're still up there. But you know, it's interesting. A good friend of mine during the election said, "It'd almost be better to be the loser in this one, because the winner's going to have a mess on his."
Yeah, and this guy can't sort out a mess. This guy being, of course, President Biden. Now, someone told me it's one of these. There's several big food distributors in Minnesota, and I don't remember exactly which one it was, so I don't want to identify it. But if you go there and work for 90 days as a driver, because they're desperate for drivers, and if they don't get enough, restaurants don't get food, you'll get $15,000 if you're a driver.
Wow.
90 days is all you have to put it. Could you, as a bonus, could you imagine? You 91 day 91, you quit, you get your $15,000, which happens, you know. But it's that's the one thing that I don't think many people are thinking about. Like I have noticed, I go to Quick Trip a lot. There's times when there's like Diet Coke and Coke is not on the shelf. They run out. It's because they don't have enough drivers, I guess, you know, to get everything, the supplies to everyone. That's a real problem.
I've noticed that at our Quick Trip in Albertville, you'll see the soda cases a little thin until all of a sudden they're restocked. They're restocked faster previously than right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's
drive-through restaurants. have longer wait times because you've got less staff inside.
Well, some drive-throughs are just drive-throughs. You can't even go into the restaurant because they don't have enough people
and,
working there.
I would tell everybody, I represent a lot of restaurants. Some people are complaining about the service and the food right now. Be patient with them because they're doing the best they can. They have little help. The help it's not always the best help. They have to take what they can get because of all these government checks that everybody's getting to stay home. So just because you have a bad experience at a restaurant, don't write them off.
It's gonna get better.
They're trying to get their sea legs again. Yes,
and that's something that absolutely people need to know. And they also need to know this. We're going to take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back. Maybe a little Twins talk. Be right back.